Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Beah Daf Yud Tes, the second parak Yontav.
This is going to be an abbreviated shir.
So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Yed Zayin Amud Beis concluded, "Umadbilin Megabel Gav Mechabur Lechabur." We may immerse kaling from one purpose to another, or from one group to another. Gemara here brings a brisa that taught, "Kate said Megabel Gav. What is a tefillah from one purpose to another?" Arotzulaso Gito Gav Kado Vekado Gav Gito Osa. If someone wishes to work his winepress by means of kalim that he had toveled for the purpose of his pitcher of oil, or vice versa, he may do so without immersing the kalim a second time. However, the Braisa adds that if someone wants to be machmir and immerses kalim a second time for their new function, he may perform this tefillah on Yontav. Rashi explains that this is not considered tikkun kli, since the tefillah was not required for any purpose. The Braisa continues that if someone was planning on shechting and eating the Pesach with one chabura, and then changes his mind and intends to eat with another chabura, a reshus biyado, he may do so without a tefillah. However, the Braisa adds that if someone wants to be machmir and tovel to join another chabura, he may do so on Yontav. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Mavin Shlomim ve'ein somchin alen avlo olos. We may bring Shlomim on Yontav, however, we may not do smicha on them, but we may not bring olos. But Beis Hillel say, Mavin Shlomim ve'olos ve'somchin alen. We may bring both Shlomim and olos on Yontav, and we may do smicha on them. Ula said, Malchokas b'shalmi chagiga lismoch ve'olos re'ia likarev. The Malchokas is with the Shalmi chagiga regarding the requirement of smicha, and the olos re'ia regarding its offering. For Beis Shammai hold that since the pasuk states, ve'chagosam oso chag, you shall celebrate as a holiday unto Hashem, Chagigain, Olos Re'iyah. Lo, the Chagigah may be offered, but the Olos Re'iyah may not. But Beis Hillel hold that the Pasuk can be interpreted to include Olos, as the Pasuk states, Lashem, unto Hashem, which implies Kol de Lashem. Anything that is offered to Hashem in connection to the Chag may be brought in Yontav. Avon Nedarim and Nedavos, Divrei Kol Ein Kreivim V'Yom. However, everyone agrees that vowed or donated offerings, whether Ol or Shlamim, may not be offered in Yontav. The Gemara attempts to challenge Ula's interpretation. Point number three, was taught in a Braisa, Ein Mevin Toda B'Chagam Matzos Mifnei Chametz Shabbat. We may not bring a Toda on Pesach because of the Chametz that is in it. Nor we may bring it on Shavuos because it's a Yontav. The Gemara will explain that this Tana holds that Nedarim and Nedavos cannot be brought on Yontav. Aval maybe Adam Todas b'chag Sukkos, but a person may bring his Toda on Sukkos, which Rashi explains refers to Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that since all three Chagim are juxtaposed in the same Pasuk, b'chag Matzos, b'chag Shavuos, b'chag Sukkos, it indicates that whatever which may be brought on Pesach may be brought in Shavuos and Sukkos, but any offering that may not be brought in Pesach may not be brought in Shavuos and Sukkos. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says, maybe Adam Todas b'chag Sukkos, a person may bring his Toda on Sukkos, v'yotzeba yedei chovasa mishum simcha, v'ein yotzeba mishum chagiga, and he can fulfill his chiyuv of simcha, but not his chiyuv of chagiga. Rashi explains that a chagiga is mandated by the principle of kol davar shebechova in a ba'el min achuan. Any mandatory offering may only be brought from chuan. Since the person has already become obligated to bring his toda, it may not be used for another obligation. The Gemara goes on to analyze this price in light of the machlokas regarding offering nedarim and nedavos on Yontav. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah on Dav Yid Zayin Amud Beis concluded, "Umadbilin megav gav mechabur lechabur." We may tovel kaling from one purpose to another, or from one group to another. The Gemara here brings a brisa that taught, "Kate said megav gav. What is a tevila from one purpose to another?" Arod zelasos gito al gav kado v'kado al gav gito osef. Someone wishes to work his wine press by means of kaling that he had toveled for the purpose of his pitcher of oil, or vice versa, he may do so without immersing his kalim a second time. However, the Braisa adds that if someone wants to be machmir and immerse his kalim a second time for their new function, he may do the tefillah on Yontav. Rashi explains that this is not considered tikkun kli, since the tefillah is not required for any purpose. The Braisa continues that if someone was planning on shechting and eating the Pesach with one chabura, and then changes his mind and intends to eat with another chabura, a reshus biyado, he may do so without immersing. However, the Braisa adds that if someone wants to be machmir and tovel to join another chabura, he may do so on Yontav. Point up to the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say, Mavin Shlamim in somchin alen avlo olos. We may bring Shlamim on Yontav, however, we may not do smicha on them, but we may not bring olos. But Beis Hillel say, Mavin Shlamim v'olos v'somchin alen. We may bring both Shlamim and olos in Yontav, and we may do smicha on them. Ula said, Malchokas b'shalmei chagiga lismoch v'olos v'ia likarev. The Malchokas is with the Shalmei chagiga regarding the requirement of smicha, and the olos v'ia regarding its offering. For Beis Shammai hold that since the Pasuk states, V'chagosim osu chag l'Hashem, you shall celebrate as a holiday unto Hashem, Chagiga in olos v'ia lo. The chagiga may be offered, but the olos v'ia may not. But Beis Hillel hold that the pasuk can be interpreted in kudolos, as the pasuk states, Lashem, unto Hashem, which implies called to Hashem. Anything that is offered to Hashem in connection to the chag may be brought in yantiv. Av on the darim and the davos, dibri akol, ain't craven b'yom. However, everyone agrees that vowed or donated offerings, whether ol or shel, may not be offered on yantiv. The Gemara attempts to challenge Ula's interpretation. And point number three was taught in a braisa, ein mevin toda b'chag ha-matzos mifnei chametz sheba. We may not bring a toda on Pesach because of the chametz that is in it, v'lo b'atzeres mifnei shu yantiv, nor we may bring on Shavuos because it is yantiv. The Gemara will explain that this Tana holds that Nadarim and Nadavos cannot be brought on yantiv. Aval mevi adam todas v'chag ha-sukos, but a person may bring his toda on Sukkos, which Rashi explains refers to Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that since all three chagim are juxtaposed in the same pasuk, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos, it indicates that whatever which may be brought on Pesach may be brought in Shavuos and Sukkos, but any offering that may not be brought on Pesach may not be brought in Shavuos and Sukkos. Rabbi Shimon says, maybe adam todas b'chag ha-sukkos, a person may bring his toda on Sukkos, yotzi ba yedei chobas mishum simcha ve'ein yotzi ba mishum chagiga, and he can fulfill his chiyuv of simcha but not his chiyuv of chagiga. Rashi explains that a chagiga is mandated by the principle of any mandatory offering may only be brought from Chuan. Since the person has already become obligated to bring his toda, it may not be used for another obligation. The Gemara goes on to analyze this braisa in light of the machlokas regarding offering nedarim and nedavos on yantiv. All right, so now we got our simmer daf yotes, and our standard simmon is a yacht. So here goes. The Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha and a chagiga and olas re'iyah, for those who correctly answered on which chag a toda may be brought. Once again, in slow motion. The Pesach cruise on a yacht. Yacht? That must be more in duff. Yud tes. The Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, which reminds the Gemara brings a brice that explains madbilin megabu gabma chabura chabura. We may immerse kalim from one purpose to another or from one group to another in yantav means if someone wants to be machmir and tolba kli a second time for a different purpose, it is not considered tikkun kli since the tefillah was not required for any purpose. Similarly, a person who tolba to join one chabura for the Pesach can be machmir and tolba again in yantav to join another chabura. So the Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha nechagigah no'os re'iyah, which reminds us the Malchus Beis Hamikdash regarding which karbanos can be brought on a chag is based on the pasuk v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. You shall celebrate as a chag unto Hashem. Beis Hamikdash say chagigah in o'os re'iyah lo. The chagigah may be offered, but the o'os re'iyah may not. But Beis Hillel hold that the pasuk can be interpreted to include olos, as the pasuk states, Lashem, unto Hashem, which implies called to Lashem. Anything that is offered to Hashem in connection to the chag may be brought in yantav. Av on the darim nedavos, divrei akol, ain't craven b'yom. However, everyone agrees that vowed or donated offerings, whether ol or shlamim, may not be offered on yantav. So the Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha on a chagiga and olas re'iyah. For those who correctly answered on which chag a toda may be brought. Which reminds us, we have a three-way machlokes regarding which yantav may a toda be offered. So once again, the Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha nechagiga and olas re'iyah. For those who correctly answered on which chag, a toda may be brought.
All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman-Mazicha wishing a great day and great learning.